I'm Jason Brown with Lapping Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, Mono Search and Rescue responded to multiple calls on Martin Luther King Jr. Day this last Monday, January 19th. Operation number 3 started at 12:06. The Inyo County Sheriff's Office requested mutual aid from Mono County Sheriff's Search and Rescue Team for an operation on Mount Whitney. Moving over to the Inyo County Sheriff's, what happened was they received a report of an overdue hiker on Mount Whitney. Two hikers began their ascent at approximately 11:30 p.m. on Saturday, continuing through the night and into the following day. At approximately 3:30 p.m., while near the 12,500-foot elevation, one hiker determined it was safest to turn around and descend. The second hiker continued ascending toward the summit. When the second hiker failed to return by the following morning, the reporting party contacted the Inyo County Sheriff's Office and search and rescue responded was initiated. Six rescuers assembled in Lone Pine and coordinated with the California Highway Patrol Inland Division helicopter H-82 out of Apple Valley, which arrived shortly before 2 p.m. One rescuer was inserted with the flight crew to conduct an aerial search. After a thorough search, the subject was located on the north face of Mount Whitney below the final 400 feet on the mountaineer's route and was confirmed deceased. A second rescuer was flown in to assist in recovery operations. All rescuers were safely returned to Lone Pine by approximately 5:50 p.m. The incident occurred within Tulare County jurisdiction and proper notification was made to the Tulare County Sheriff's Office. This incident, along with recent fatalities on Mount Whitney and Mount Baldy, serve as a reminder that winter ascents are serious mountaineering endeavors, not hikes. Winter conditions leave little margin for error and the consequences can be severe. So back to Mono County, operation number 4, while the team was at search and rescue headquarters in Mammoth preparing to head south for the second rapid response call was initiated by Mono County EMS and the Sheriff's Office for a critical injured snowmobiler in the Smoky Bear Flats area. Two of the 5 members split off from the Whitney response and immediately departed within the tracked Rescue Ranger 1. All assisting agencies already on site utilized snowmobiles from DJs to access the patient. Ranger 1 was used to transport the patient and accompanied paramedics back to the roadway, after which the patient was transported to Mammoth Hospital for further treatment. This operation was terminated at 1:16 p.m. Operation number 5, immediately after traveling Ranger 1, Sheriff's Office personnel on scene notified the team of a third call involving a 51-year-old injured skier located up the Horse Creek drainage beyond Twin Lakes Bridgeport. Rescue 2 and Ranger 1 departed north, and the third page was sent to the team at large. Additional members went into service and departed north through rescue base at Bryant Field in Bridgeport. Air resources were requested and CHP H-42 out of Fresno accepted the mission. A hasty team of 2 skiers was deployed from Mono Village to ascend Horse Creek. Approximately 20 miles after their departure from the trailhead, CHP arrived overhead and determined they could land and complete the rescue. The hasty team transitioned to standby at Mono Village, available for insertion if needed. CHP H-42 transported the patient to Mono Village, where they landed and were assisted by the hasty team on site. The patient elected to have family transport them to further medical care. That operation was terminated at 5 p.m. Guys, be careful out there. That is a lot of search and rescues in one day. 8 standout local students have been awarded scholarships to participate in the 2026 pre-college program supported by $20,000 in community funding. These scholars will head to UCLA, UC Berkeley, and UC San Diego this summer to gain hands-on experience in high-level academic fields and get a head start on their university experience. At UC Berkeley, one student will tackle the complexities of engineering, while another will gain hands-on experience in trial law. At UCLA, 2 students will explore the intersection of psychology and neuroscience, and 2 will immerse themselves in filmmaking. At UC San Diego, 1 student will dive into the world of business and entrepreneurship. Well, this $20,000 scholarship fund is the result of a collaborative effort between major regional partners. The Eastern Sierra Foundation contributed $15,000, providing the foundational support necessary to make this opportunity a reality for the Bishop community. The Edison International Foundation stepped up with $5,000 contribution, specifically emphasizing the importance of STEM exposure by supporting students in tracks like engineering and neurosciences. A participant from the program pilot year reflected on the profound shift from the classroom to the real world. The experience was unforgettable. One moment we were debating intelligent peers from around the world, and the next we were in real courtroom witnessing a murder trial. When the gunshots from the evidence video thundered through the room, we almost jumped out of our seats. It was an intense, eye-opening deep dive into the law that I'll remember for years. Finding a community of students who care so deeply about academics was truly refreshing and life-challenging. Well, hey, keep this in mind, Valentine's for the Bishop Visitor Center A-frame. Bishop Visitor Center A-frame at the Bishop City Park is in danger of being destroyed. Many in the community have expressed their support in wanting to repair and save this historic building. This is our chance to show our appreciation of this iconic landmark and our Bishop Visitor Center. Please write a message of love on the Valentine and drop it off at the Inyo County Free Library branch, which is at 210 Academy Street, by February 14th. We'll be posting the photos of the Valentines on Facebook and Instagram. Please show your love and support to Save Bishop Visitor Center A-Frame. What's new at Bishop Twin Theater this week? Mercy. It's got a 5.8 out of 10 on IMDb, rated PG-13, 1 hour and 40 minutes. In the near future, an advanced AI judge tells a captive detective that he's on trial for the murder of his wife. If he fails to prove his innocence within 90 minutes, he'll be executed on the spot. Staying over is The Housemaid, 7 out of 10 on IMDb, rated R, 2 hours and 10 minutes long. Hoping for a fresh start, a young woman becomes a live-in maid for a wealthy couple who harbor sinister secrets. For showtimes and information, head on out to bishoptwintheater.com. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, now, 30 years. 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And talking about the people who shape it, don't forget to head on out to our Facebook page or Instagram and check out Superintendent Barry Simpson's message to the community on where we stand in education. Thanks for listening.